unexplainable objects, places and events. Why is it we are able to find objects from ancient times which should have not been able to exist, because they would have been beyond the technology of the ancients, but yet they are here? How were the ancient Romans able to create a goblet using nanotechnology? Why is there an iron column from ancient times which never rusts? Why are there places on earth no one can explain? If one was to actually go to Egypt and observe some of the structures in person, which are thousands of years old, they would be overwhelmed with the beauty and incredible engineering which went into them, and which we would have a hard time equaling today. When we look at these things and others, some of us can't help but think there were ancient secrets which were lost to time. Could there have been some advanced race on earth which was responsible for giving out these secrets and maybe even helping to construct these wonders? We have often heard the name of the mythical city Atlantis being given credit for some of the advancements in technology, but not one shred of evidence was ever found to prove Atlantis existed, until maybe now. When Plato wrote the text Critias, he spoke about a special type of metal which only came from Atlantis, which was called Orichatcum. It has been claimed a Greek shipwreck has been found with Orichatcum ingots on board. There may be a problem with this find, however, because the ancient Romans knew what brass was and called it Orichatcum. This certainly muddies the waters on the Greek find, but doesn't completely eliminate the idea it was found in a Greek wreck and could have come from Atlantis. For all we know, the Romans might have adopted the name and used it for brass when it was originally meant to be used for a different type of metal. There are plenty of things which make no sense which we see every day, and what could be stranger than a person with a serious illness being cured by a sugar pill? When blind tests are run and some ill people are given a drug, others are given a placebo, which is a pill without medicine in it. A certain number of people may be cured or have their symptoms relieved by the placebo. What kind of sense does this make? It seems to support the idea which states some people are able to cure themselves, if they believe they are given a strong medicine which has the capability to cure, or make them feel better. Certainly, there are things about the human mind we don't understand. One thing which seems to be true is no drug company wants to explore this, since it could cause all medicine to become unnecessary. Einstein predicted cosmic rays reaching us from outside our galaxy should be relatively weak, since they would have been in too many collisions before getting here, and yet experiments in Japan have indicated they are very energetic. When Tokyo's Akano giant air shower array was set up, it proved just the opposite. Scientists thought the source for these cosmic rays must be in our own galaxy, but no source could be found for them. Another detection project has been set up in Mendoza, Argentina, which has 1,600 detectors, but it has yet to answer the question. Another mystery is the Cooper Cliff. Never heard of it? Let me explain. The Cooper Cliff is an area beyond Pluto, and the Cooper Belt, a place where many icy rocks are present. Going past this, there is nothing. Scientists can't believe the field of rocks and ice just stops. What could cause this? Scientists say one of the only things they can think of is another giant planet. They think it passed by and swept up all the smaller debris. If this is true, this planet is yet to be seen by man. The area is too far for our present telescopes, but they are improving and getting more powerful, and in the future we may be able to search for more planets in this area. One of the things which are hardly ever mentioned are underwater crop circles. We have heard about them on land, but when found under the ocean they are more like designs, since there are no crops there. This, however, is no longer a mystery, because the culprits have been found and they are pufferfish. The pufferfish are able to create beautiful designs on the ocean floor, and it seems the female pufferfish are attracted to them. I guess that is one way to get a date, if you are a fish. You have to wonder how a pufferfish learned how to do this in the first place. Shane Timpishka is a mysterious river in Peru. What makes it so mysterious is it boils. That is the point, how can it boil? We know heat is required for massive amounts of water to boil, and all the other water in rivers and lakes which boil are boiling because there is a volcano near them, and the heat from the volcano causes the water to boil. This is not the case for this river. There is no volcano anywhere near it. This just deepens the mystery. Animals sometimes fall into the river and they are boiled alive. The river is 4 miles long and very active, and located in the rainforest. Speaking of unbelievable things, I have to mention the Catatumbo River in Venezuela. We have all seen lightning storms, and they can be quite brutal, but they all come to an end. I should say they usually come to an end, because there is a lightning storm over the Catatumbo River which goes on without ever stopping. At first, scientists thought it was happening because of uranium in the bedrock, but this theory was proven false. It did stop once in 2010 for about 6 weeks, but resumed again and has been going on ever since. What is attracting this lightning to the lake? That is the key question. Science is hard-pressed to explain some things, such as finding a human handprint in limestone which was more than 110 million years old. If modern humans are only 300,000 years old, as we have been told, where did the handprint come from, or the sandal print which was saved in rock which was next to dinosaur prints? Doesn't it seem there is something wrong with how we have been dated? What about metal tubes which were found in France which are estimated to be 65 million years old? Who made them? There are still a lot of mysteries to be solved.